This workshop in Gaborone falls under an initiative led by the U.S. Army Southern European Task Force Africa, known as SITAF-AF, to better address the role of women serving their countries. A SITAF-AF military operations officer, Major Tayshia Barnes, says women in the military face challenges that could potentially limit the roles they play. She says the objective of the exchanges with the U.S. and Botswana Defense Force soldiers is to find out how to overcome these hurdles.
One of the big challenges is letting women open or broaden their horizons and putting them into a box on things that they can't do. Other challenges is not letting women rise to the occasion. We have made several changes in the U.S. over the last 10 to 15 years to accommodate women based on body type with changes in uniform, just to help women feel more comfortable within the military.
Barnes elaborated on concerns surrounding army uniforms, for example, and military equipment.
They've all given their perspective on the changes of uniforms, such that in the U.S., we also had issues with the fit, improper fit and wear of our vest when it came to shooting and injuring females instead of helping us. Another issue we had 10 years was the learning that women didn't weigh enough to actually properly break in boots. So by giving these lessons learned to Botswana, we're hoping that they will kind of learn from some of our mistakes to prevent injuries to the women.
Local Army Major P. Sergio acknowledged that women in the Army still face challenges. Sergio voiced hope that interactions with the U.S. Army will prove helpful.
In our culture, men were believed that women cannot join the army because it's tough and we are soft, we are not masculine. People are not always ready or they are not quick to change. So it's something that it will take time for everyone to accept that women have joined the army and they are doing good.
The U.S. ambassador to Botswana, Howard Van Franken, says it is essential to afford women equal opportunities in the military.
It is a kind of an approach to problem solving that incorporates everyone's strengths and enables us to bring everyone into the equation on an equal basis. I think it's absolutely essential that in order to tackle the problems that we face in the 21st century in security, we need everyone to contribute.
The SITAF-AF workshop coincides with the broader initiative known as Southern Accord 2024, aimed at strengthening bilateral military capabilities. The SITAF-AF Deputy Commanding General, Brigadier General John LeBlanc, said this year's Southern Accord exercise, which drew 700 military personnel, has been a success.
The importance of Southern Accord is really about building an enduring partnership and relationship between the United States and Botswana militarily. And Southern Accord itself is an opportunity to improve joint readiness, interoperability, and cooperation, all while demonstrating, strong military bonds that exist between our two countries.
The bilateral exercises end Thursday. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.